4 days maybe. The detail I don't remember, but Baba said, "Man, we are here in Kashmir, we must go out to the sightseeing and all that." So we had to go to Gulmarg. Gul means flower, Marg means pathway. Pathway is a name, it's a very pretty name, Urdu name, Gulmarg. So, we were so excited going to Gulmarg, but we did not know how we were going to reach Gulmarg. So we were in the car and we went very far away. I don't know how many miles drive it was. Anyway, outside this town, outside here, there, everywhere, and between pine forest here, then. Then the car came in, there was an opening, and there was a paddock, and there were horses inside there. But they were horses that are mountain horses, you know. Not those grand riding horses, not grand riding horses. Short ones, that high, and then some are high, because there are men also maybe want to ride. There are nice tall horses also, but they are trained to be in the mountain, strong kind of horses. So Baba told us to get down from the car and go and see which horse you want to ride. And you're so we have to go on horseback on that path. The motor car can't go. It was a pathway. It was not narrow, but a good car, but it was not allowed. Cars were not allowed. But now it seems that it is allowed certain distance, it is allowed that very much. So anyway, I chose the best nice tall horse, and Baba chose the shortest horse. Baba was so sweet, you know. Yes, honestly. And, because Baba didn't care to be on a tall horse, nice. Short horse means just his legs were above the ground, that was okay. And so he and Chanji was there. That is the first time also the Chanji was with us. Yes. I don't know about Kaka. Where was he? Kaka was there or not, I forget now. 32. Kaka was there, but he was not riding, he was walking or riding. The detail I don't remember, because they were at the back, so all the time if I turned around back, Baba wouldn't ride there. So once only they took, see, Baba's on horseback. So I turned around to see Baba was coming on horseback. Yes, we were in the front, girls were in the front with the people who look after the horses, the ghorawala we call them, the grooms. And when we trotted our horses, they had to run up, run also. But we couldn't gallop because those people, they can't gallop them. Men can't. So we just trotted a little, walked. Most of the time we walked and so on. Baba, Chanji, Baba and Kaka, I think, was there. And they came anyway once or twice. I looked, Baba was so sweet on the little horse. Baba coming slowly, slowly. Very sweet. And so then, No, that time I don't think, 44, Baba used to have his hair tied. But I'll tell you this. It's a long ride, it's a nice long ride. It's a very lovely pathway made dirt roads. It's tidy. You go up and up and up and up and up. Then you go a little bit down, down, then up, up, up. I don't know. And then you turn, and there's a turn around the mountain. And then you see it's open space like a beautiful valley, but it is what would you call it? Well kept. Would you say that? Pathways made, there's a library. I don't think there's school. Library and some kind of club or something. There were cottages of European people, separate, far away, with their own garden, with lovely, what do you call it, hedge, a boundary. Very, very pretty it was. Very pretty. And then this side, far away, not very far away, but you can see very clearly, there's a green golf course. And Westerners were playing golf. And here we are nicely riding. And there were many people come riding, but at that time it was good, we were alone there anyway. We went and then we have to go through this place, this nice place. And then you go a bit further away. There was also another Western, European person's house, garden. And from there was this, this opening ended, because there the thick forest of pines and all that, the mountain started again. This was like a flat, big space, you know, between mountains, and they had made it that way for people to come and be there, rest there. Maybe must have been a hotel or something. That detail, I don't know. A resort, that's it. You can spend a few days there. Anyway, up on the top of another mountain, and then the scenery changed. It was a flat, beautiful, what do you call it, plateau. Lovely plateau. But like lawn, as if somebody has made tidy lawn, big, big plateau. And there must have been a hut, I don't know whose hut there was, but a hut means a little room or two far away, a very primitive kind of thing. But there were one or two ponies grazing, and this and the mountains behind this plateau, the green plateau, there were, the Himalayas had started now, so you could see the maybe the highest peak or not, I don't know, much what something, which much I don't know what it is just called, which is perpetual snow. You can see from there it was crisp and cold, being summertime, it was crisp and cold, blue sky. And very lovely. There was no breeze, but crisp and cold and blue sky, and the green thing. And Baba loved it. And Baba had a good walk here and there. And Baba said, "Look there, see, this is the snow, it's perpetual snow." And like that, you know, I was talking. And then we all went round here and there. And then we sat down. I don't know what we sat down. Did we bring something, sandwiches with us? I forget that little package of them. Maybe we did. And we were seated on the grass and we were having a bite or something. And by that time, then this plateau, this top plateau, so these coolies, they bring down ice for the town that was nearby. And it was very lovely up there, very beautiful. And then again, we walked down. And when we walked down, then we walked around a bit there, yeah, then saw the library was there when some people were gathered there, who they were, we don't know. Anyway, there were some here, some there in groups and all, and again some people playing on the golf. It was just, I mean, not much inhabited, but guests, you know, tourists come, so they were like that. Then we were told to get on our horses and we have to go home now. So we said, oh fine, we had to get on. And we got on the horse now. And when this place, you know, where this place was, you know, yes, where the library on this flat area, that space, you walk through the place, and you're on the horse. So when you walk, then you come back like this, and then there was an incline. So I knew a horse can't run away with you on an incline. Because this is facing home, a horse always gets very excited. Going home, you must not urge a horse to run. It's a real thing that you must remember. But I want the horse to have a nice gallop. I said, now we're going home, at least enjoy the ride. Baba with the others were far behind him. Baba did not mind, anyway we go. Yes, so I want to have a gallop, so Mani and Miru, they did not know. I urged the horse with the heels and all this. And he was too happy to go towards home. He galloped so fast, but it was inclined. So still he was galloping. Oh, I had fun, you know. When he got up the hill, not the hill, it was a smooth, lovely, this dirt road, clean and very broad and nice. And when he got on the top, he was nicely tired. So I was glad that he was tired, so he couldn't run away with me anywhere. I was far from the other. Then yes, and I saw where Baba was far behind, and the girls there. They said, "Hey, Mera, stop. I said, "No, let me finish this girl."
They have the regular saddles.
The regular saddles. They saddle it for you at that paddock, you know. This way, it's not nice. It's not right for the queen to do it, you know, because she has to. But what I want to say, anyway, we went, got form at last, got down. Mani and Mira says, "My, because we're not used to all our muscles in our legs like this now, we can't walk, you know." But it was good, our car was nearby, and we limped to our car. Baba came on a small horse, very slowly, we waited for Baba. And Chanji, Baba, and Kaka, they all think Kaka was there also. Yes. And so they got down from the horse. Baba says, "You liked it, enjoyed it?" I said, "Yes, Baba, it was lovely, I had a nice ride also." Baba said, "Good," Baba said, "happy." So Baba said, "Now all get in the car." So we all got in the car, came home. That was Gulmarg, very beautiful place.